So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss Yeravam ben Nevat. He made a revolt against King Rechavim, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, and he thereby caused the majority of the Yidden to worship Avodah Zarah, and for this reason he lost his portion in the Olam Haba. And the following was Yeravam's tactic to convince the Yidden to join his side. He convened a council of Jewish leaders, and Hoshiv Rasha Etzel Sadik. Amlahu chasmiso al kol davidna afil la miflach lavaydis kachavim. Yeravam sat a Rasha near a tzaddik and asked them all to sign a document that they approve of all that he does, even to worship Avodah Zarah. And when the tzaddik objected, the Rasha told him, Sokat aitech de gavri ki Yeravam polach lavaydis kachavim? El la mensinu hu de kabayi ikablisu la memory. Do you really think that an esteemed person like Yeravam would worship Avodah Zarah? He's merely testing us to see if we will accept his orders. And so all the tzaddikim, including the prophet Achiah Shalaini, were fooled into signing this document. The Gemara cites the passage in which Achiah Shalaini appointed Yeravam to be Melech Yisrael over the Aseres HaShvatim based on Nevuah. The passage relates, V'hi be'isahi, v'yeravam yotzim Yerushalayim, v'yimtza'isa Achiah Shalaini ha'navi b'derech, v'miskase b'silma chadasha u'shneim levad basada. Yeravam left Yerushalayim, and he met up with Achiah Shalaini in the field. I think Gemara expounds as follows. Be'isahi, this timing was destined to bring misfortune upon Klal Yisrael, in which they were split into two kingdoms. Yeravam yitzim Yerushalayim, sheyatzim mipisko sheYerushalayim. Yeravam left Yerushalayim forever. B'salma chadasha, kisalma chadasha. Ma salma chadasha im bashum daifi, after rasa sheYeravam lohayi bashum daifi. Just like a new garment is flawless, so too the Torah that Yeravam studied was flawless. Or, salma chadasha shechidrit vorm shleishoma oizim oilam. The two discussed Kiddushi Torah that were never revealed before. V'shneim lovadim masada, shekal tamidach acham dem lefneim ki isvi hasada. The two were so great in Torah that all the other tamidach acham were merely like grass in comparison. Or, shekal taimid Torah magul lehem kasada. All the reasonings of the Torah were revealed to them like an open field. When Achiah Shalaini appointed Yeravam to be Melech Yisrael over the Aseres HaShvatim, instead of Rechavim, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, Abbas Kol announced, Misha harigas aplishti v'hayrish eschem gas, titnu sheluchim labanov? Do you wish to chase away the descendants of David HaMelech who killed Golias and conquered the city of Gas for the Yidden? The pasuk continues, V'yidach Yeravam es Yisrael ma'achri Hashem, v'chtim chata g'dayla. V'yidach, k'shtei makleis ha'matizu zuazu, Yeravam forced the Yidden to abandon Hashem against their will like a stick that hits another stick and causes it to fly far away. Amr Baishya, Ad Yeravam ha Yisrael yonkim me'egel echad, mekam ve'elach mishnayim v'shleisha golem. Until the times of Yeravam, the Yidden were punished for only one golden calf of the Midbar. But afterward, the Yidden were punished for three gold calves, two from Yeravam and one from the Midbar. Amr Yitzchak, Ein lechol kaparanus uparanus shabola oilim sheim ba'echad me'esem ba'arba behechra litra shal egel arishin. And every punishment that comes upon the Yidden, a small percentage is due to the first eagle in the Midbar, as the pasuk there states, u'b'yoyim pakti u'pakadti aleim chatasim. The pasuk states, achar hadavar hazeh lo yishob miravim midarka hara. My achar? Amr Abba, achar shetav sakadosh baruch hu liravim bebigdoi. Hashem pulled Yeravam by his garment and told him that if he does tshuva, all three, Hashem, Yeravam, and David HaMelech, will walk together in Gan Eden. Yeravam asked, "Mi bereish? Who will be first?" And Hashem answered, "Ben Yishai bereish, David will be first." Yeravam responded, "Ihachi lebi'in, if so, I do not want to join." The Gemara now elaborates on the second king mentioned in the Mishnah, Achav ben Amri, who also caused the Yidden to worship Avodah Zarah. And therefore, in l'chelik l'ayim haba, he will not receive a portion of the world to come. His name was Achav because Ach l'shamayim, he acted badly toward Hashem, and Av l'avodis kachavim, he was compassionate like a father toward Avodah Zarah. The pasuk states, v'hi anokal lechte b'chattas Yeravam ben Nevat. Yerichan explains, kalis sh'asa Achav, kechamuris sh'asa Yeravam. Achav's smaller averus were equivalent to Yeravam's most severe averus, and nevertheless, the pasuk attributes the worship of Avodah Zarah to Yeravam. Yeravam was the first king who caused the Yidden to worship Avodah Zarah. The pasuk states, "Gamis b'chaysim kegalim al talmei sadei." Rabbi Yochanan explains, "Ein lechol kol telem betelem be'eretz Yisrael shlohemer alav achav avodis kachavim b'shtachav ala." Achav placed Avodah Zarah on each and every mound in Eretz Yisrael, and Achav will not receive a portion of Olam Haba because the pasuk states, "Ve'echkarti la'achav mashtin b'kir ve'atzer ve'azav b'Yisrael, atzer b'olam hazeh ve'azav l'olam haba." Amr b'yechanan, "Memnei ma'azocha amri l'malchus, memnei shahisib krach echad be'eretz Yisrael." Amri, who was Achav's father, merited to serve as king because he established an additional city in Eretz Yisrael. And mipnei mazacha Achav l'malchus chav beishana, neshekibir esater shenit l'machav beizaisis. Achav merited to serve as king for 22 years because he honored the Torah which is written with the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. As the pasuk elaborates that Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, wanted to attack Achav, and he sent Achav the following message. Ki im ke'ez machar eshlach has avdi elecha, ve'achav su es beisecha be'esbati avdecha, ve'hoi komach merenecha yisimu biyodim elachu. I will send my men to take all your gold and silver, your wife and children, and your most prized possessions, which refers to his Sefer Torah. And Achav sent back the following reply. Kol asher shalachta l'avdecha b'rishayne esa, v'adavar azeh lo yuchal la'asis. I will fulfill all your wishes, and you can take everything aside for the Sefer Torah. Amar Rav Nachman, Achav shokol hoya. Achav had an equivalent amount of mitzvahs and averes. As the pasuk states, "Vayim Hashem miyiftes Achav veyal veyipol beramot gilad." As Rashi explains, "Midemahadri kuli hai mash midebukayshi gadol nenesh." The word yifte implies that it was extremely difficult to punish Achav, obviously because shakal hoya. Rav Yosef disagrees and says Achav certainly had a majority of averus, as the pasuk states, "Rak lahoyu ka Achav asher ismakar lasis harab beinli Hashem asher hisso isi zevel ishtei." And the Brisa explains, "B'chol yom hoyse shekela shikli zav lavitzkechavim." His wife Izebel would contribute gold coins to Avodah Zarah every day. However, Achav could not be punished easily because Achav vatram b'mamayin hoya. Mitoch shehena tamid chacham menochasav kippur loy mechza. Achav was extremely generous, and since he supported tamid chachamim, this atoned for half his averus. The pasuk continues: Ve'yas Achav es hasherah ve'yosef Achav lasis l'haches es Hashem elekei Yisrael mikol malchi Yisrael asher hoyu lefanav. Achav angered Hashem more than all of his predecessors. As Rabbi Yechon explains, Achav inscribed the following on the gates of Shamron. Achav kafir belikei Yisrael, lefikach en lechelik belikei Yisrael. I, Achav, deny Hashem, therefore I want no part in him. In the next half, the Gemara will discuss the third king mentioned in the Mishnah, Menashe, the son of Chizkiyahu HaMelech.